This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. The links to your instructors are on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. We've got a call in line if you would like to give us a call. We'll pay for the call. Toll free, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Captain John Reagan is with us, and John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network, the largest alternative radio network in the country. Captain John Reagan, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
So, John, here we are, and last time... Last time you and I were on the air together, we said we were going to finish up a topic.
Should we do that? That's right.
And another topic. And another...
Yeah. If we went back to finish the topics we didn't get to, we'd run out of time right there.
It's all my fault. It really is.
Well,
so where would you like to go?
Well, for those following along on the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com, I'm going to start off with the last item from last week. And that link is entitled, What is Your Governor For? And after, living through Rick Perry being governor, that was one of the joys of leaving Texas, coming to the Ozarks there, is leaving Rick Perry behind. I tell you, I'm really becoming more and more of a fan of Greg Abbott. It's a shame that we don't see him running for president, but while FDR was in a wheelchair, I don't think most of the country is just ready to vote for somebody that's in a wheelchair. And he's offered 9 constitutional amendments to rein in the federal government. One of those is to prohibit Congress from regulating activity that occurs wholly within one state. Now, that's what the Constitution already says, but, just to, try and rein that in and get back to where we're supposed to be. He's got a second one that require Congress to balance its budget. Now, that one's a little more problematic. First off, it can't be done. And second, if he required them to balance the budget without limiting what they spend, you're just asking for an increase in taxes. Of course, if you've listened to me, you realize that we already need a tax rate of over 100% just to keep things from getting worse with the unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare. But in the world that most people exist in, I think all we got to do is balance the budget and we keep things from getting worse. Well, unless you say, let's put a maximum of, say, 20% of what's reported for personal income through the IRS. I wouldn't say GDP because that's such a fake number. If there's not a maximum, then that kind of amendment would be a recipe for trouble. Third is prohibit administrative agencies and the unelected bureaucrats that staff them from creating federal law. And we've reported here how many thousands of pages have gone into the Federal Register with regulations that it's almost impossible to reverse. Four, prohibit administrative agencies and the unelected bureaucrats that staff them from preempting state law. Fifth, allow a two-thirds majority of the states to override a U.S. Supreme Court decision. Sixth, require a seven-justice supermajority vote for U.S. Supreme Court decisions that invalidate a democratically enacted law. Seven, restore the balance of power between the federal and state governments by limiting the former to the powers expressly delegated to it in the Constitution. Eight, give state officials the power to sue in federal court when federal officials overstep their boundaries. Nine, allow a two-thirds majority of states to override a federal law or regulation. And I doubt we'll ever see that. He's calling for a constitutional convention generated by the states to get these amendments proposed. It's just a shame that it's not 20 or 30 years ago where this could make a real difference. Vincent?
I've got one. I like what I heard. And my thought is, I'd like to see this bill become law, and that is all government employees, staff, agents, elected officials, politicians shall wear uniforms with reflective 1-inch wide stripes visible from all sides. Now, the New Jersey State Police used to have uniforms with a bright yellow, like a highway line color yellow stripe that ran vertically from the top of the pants to the bottom. So you could see these guys, from the side, okay? Well, I think all government employees shall wear uniforms. So that kind of like that, except I think that was a good start with just the pants, but I think it should be a 1-inch wide reflective stripe that you can see from all sides, front and back. Okay? There will be no plainclothes government anybody. Okay? The president shall wear the same uniform. Okay? And all uniform, and it can be different colors. I mean, you can have, like the FBI can have their, slight variety. And, if you're a governor, you could have a variety, but you have to have these reflective stripes so we can see where these thugs are. Okay? And then the next one would be all government vehicles shall have at least 2-inch wide reflective stripes visible from the front bumper to the back bumper, across the hood, the roof, and the rear deck. If they're SUVs, across the top. So you can see these vehicles from the front, the back, the sides. There will be no unmarked anything, okay, in government. Those are two of my bills that I think should become law. What do you think, John?
I think you're too kind. I'd like my amendment where any person in government that violates their oath of office to support the Constitution upon being convicted as such shall be subject to the death penalty.
Yeah, fill in the blank. fill in that blank, whatever you think it should be. Rewarded? I don't think there'll be too many people saying rewarded. I don't think there'll be too many people saying put in a dunking tank. I think it's going to start much worse than that. What do you think?
It's, oh, I wish I knew who said the quote. It might have been Ron Paul. If people knew what the government was up to, there'd be basically lynch mobs going on.
Yeah. And our founding fathers said something very similar. There'd be a revolution by morning if we knew what was going on.
Which reminds me, it's a lot like the X-Files. I watched it last night.
Yeah, tell us about it. I did not see it. I don't have television here at the farm. We have television screens, but what we don't have is over-the-air or cable or satellite feeds. But I guess could we have watched it on the Internet?
I'm not sure about that. I'm sure it'll be on Hulu sooner or later. But okay. We had to watch it live over the air. And I really didn't watch very many X-Files when it was on originally. But this, I'm going to watch this mini-season that they have coming. And this restart, I think in many ways, is too close to the truth. I'm concerned that people might think, well, it's on TV, it's fiction, and dismiss a lot of what was in there. They've got a character in there that's been talked about on the media as being Alex Jones. And in some ways he is, so, but I think this guy's a little bit too subdued to play that part. And they covered so many things from, 9/11, chemtrails, and what really went sideways from the original series is instead of being aliens and UFOs, it's humans with alien technology. And in my view of the world, that's actually fallen angel technology. And they even had a scene in there where they had one of the ships that has the gravity drive and total invisibility. I mean, it's it was a good start to what should be quite an interesting short season here.
Captain John Reagan's with us. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. And there's a meetup tonight. Silent Night is going to be hosting. And the title of the meeting is A Man Who Knew Too Much. A Man Who Knew Too Much. Silent Night will be hosting the meeting tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing, to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And, class, I'm going to post this article during the next break. And it's titled, Hundreds of Officers Lose Licenses Over Sex Misconduct. And it starts out in Oklahoma City. And, you know, the flashing lights of a police car behind someone who's traveling. And then you know, you can see it's really a police car. And then the cop pulls the person over. And in this case, it was a woman. And she was told, well, you know, he needed to make sure that she didn't have anything on her, so he wanted to pat her down. And he wasn't convinced, so she had to lift up her shirt. And he still wasn't convinced, so she had to unzip her zipper. And then, next thing you know, she's in the back seat of the car. And and then the cop has his zipper down. This is what's going on. This is what's going on, and I don't know exactly at what point the men are going to extract justice on their own. You know, the men who are the husbands, the boyfriends, the fiancés of these women. I don't know when, but I have a feeling once this thing starts, there's going to be no stopping it. This is absolutely out of control. I know a lawyer. I was talking with him, and he's advised people he knows to absolutely never call the cops. Never call the cops. Now, here's someone who hasn't heard us say that, you know, never call 911. But, you know, when you used to see a police car, He used to feel, you know, good. That's good because, you know, we're protected. Now you see a police car and you know you're in trouble. You know, they're up to no good. And I keep hearing, you know, they're 95%, 90%, 80% of the cops are good. Really? I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. That's my opinion. So here we have just one little case of a cop who pulls a woman over and he demands and forces her into sex. Now, do you think that it's possible that his peers don't know that? Do you think it's possible? Do you think that these out-of-control thugs in blue uniforms, known as the Blue Plague, do you think that the other members of that ilk don't know what these guys are up to? Well, because I believe they do know, and they're not policing themselves, and they're not saying, whoa, Joe, what are you kidding? Come on. Tom, are you kidding? You can't do this. And they don't get these guys thrown out. They're part of the problem. So if they know about it, they're part of the problem. Just like the guys who are fueling the airplanes that are spraying chemicals all over this country. Just like they're part of the problem. Just like the guy who's sitting at the keyboard ordering more chemicals to spray over this country. The guy who's ordering the chemicals, the guy who's flying the plane, the co-pilot, the guy who's making sure the wheels and the bearings and everything are tight and ready for flight, they're part of the problem. They're all part of the problem. Just like these cops who don't police themselves are part of the problem. Back to you, John Reagan.
I just want to touch one other thing that was in the X-Files last night. At the end of the show, the guy playing the Alex Jones type character ended up going missing, and his website was taken down. Not that that could happen in America.
There are plenty of broadcasters who have been taken out. Plenty. You know, they're right here on the network. There are broadcasters who are no longer with us. And some of us think that, you know, there's a lot of questions about their deaths. You know, Jeff Rentz, his car went down a ditch and he almost lost his life. And he just, and there's another thing, John. The lack of energy that so many people are feeling. Are you experiencing some of that? Are you hearing of any others who are, Jesus, worn out? I'm hearing of it.
I'm experiencing problems. Of course, I've got such a heavy schedule. Mm-hmm. When you know, I'm doing 50 to 60 hours a week, just getting ready for this show.
Yeah.
I've kind of got back on that because I need to do other things.
Yeah, you do. You do. We all do. Well, class, we're going to go into a bottom of the hour break, and I'd love to know if you are feeling less energetic than you used to. I'd love to know about that. You know, where you're located, what state, and are you feeling less energetic? We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And if you go to the website and click the news tab, you can follow along in class with us today. Okay, John, what's next?
Well, it's not on the list, but we probably ought to chat a minute about the blizzard that happened this past weekend.
Sure.
I imagine you've seen some of the photos. It's it's hard to believe how much snow fell in such a short period of time. In fact, we don't even know how much snow fell in D.C. because they lost their snow measuring device during the blizzard. And the shots out of New Jersey, the storm surge was higher than what they experienced during Sandy. And you're seeing that this ice just flow down the middle of the street.
Right. I've seen the pictures. And I've seen the wheels of vehicles driving through the water. And the water was up to the center point of the axle. So I'm thinking that we're at about 15 inches in some places, storm surge. And, of course, that would be salt water. And that's really corrosive. So if that gets in the vehicles and it sits there, it will just, even when the vehicles dry out, it will do an enormous amount of damage, by rusting wherever the salt water contacts, the metal parts. You're right.
And John,
we talk about this. We talk about where to live. We talk about, you don't want to live below a dam. You don't want to live where water can be can run downhill and wash away your home or flood your home. I remember being in California in the 1980s, and there were these mudslides, and houses in Santa Cruz were just sliding down the hill. They just became dislodged from the rain and rain and rain, and the houses just slid right off their foundations and just went downhill, literally. And then the houses above them would slide into them, and then the trees above them would be unable to remain vertical because the roots were in these in mud rather than soil. And the trees would just fall over and come crashing down. There'd be mudslides. It was just horrible. Well, why would anybody build a house like that? As a matter of fact, when I was living in California, John, in a little hamlet called Los Gatos at the time, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S, the cats. We rented this house, and actually it was a shack. And across the road from us, it looked like a little tiny ranch house. And there were like a bunch of cars that would stop in front of this house at night. And I thought, wow, how can they fit so many people in this little tiny house? I didn't realize it was three stories. Two stories were below the road grade, and it was over the other side of the hill that we didn't see. So it was a three-story house, but you could only see, like, the top story because they built it on such a slope. Who would do something like that? It made no sense to us. But anyway, people, I guess, are not thinking for the long run. And when you have a lot of rain and the ground gets really waterlogged, big trees fall over. They really do. So we need to think about what we're doing. And where did common sense go? I guess it up and left. But please continue.
Now, there's a lot of places had a foot and a half of snow or even 2 feet or more. And you see where the snowplow comes through. And you end up with a lot more than whatever fell that's now blocking your driveway. And that's an effort just getting your driveway clear enough to get your car out to the street to get to wherever you were trying to get to.
Let's talk about that for just a second. I had that discussion with someone on the East Coast yesterday. And I said, you may think that, let's say the snow has been plowed by the municipality as they come around down the road, and they just block everybody's driveway with a pile of snow. You may think you can drive right through that, but the discussion I had was, you may think it's soft because it was soft yesterday, but today, with the little sun shining on it and the top layer melting a little bit and then freezing overnight, that becomes really hard ice in many cases. So if you think you can just ram right through it, you may destroy that decorative applique on the front of your car, which used to be known as a bumper. Now it's And now it's an applique. It's art. It's really not designed to absorb the impacts the way those steel bumpers that were behind the chrome bumpers of the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. So be careful if you're going to drive over these piles of snow. You may rip the underside of your car. Seriously. Including the radiator and maybe the intercooler if you have a turbocharger. You may damage that. You may damage the rack and pinion rubber boots and so forth. So be really careful if you're going to go charging at these piles of snow with the front of your car. And also, another thing is, if you think that you can go through water, you know, well, it's, you know, it's not gonna affect the car. Well, it can get into the transmission. It can get into the wheel seals. It can get into the rear end of the car. It can get into the transaxle. It can get into a lot of parts, and the water mixed with the lubricant can cause accelerated wear. So, you know, the best thing is if you see puddles, try not to drive through them. Especially try not to drive through, you know, high water. It's not good for the bottom of the car. Back to you.
Well, on the other end of the scale, we've got the tale of two droughts. In California, there was, I guess you could say, marginal improvement, less than a fraction of a percent, where the drought moved down into a lower category. But it's still 100% of the state that's at least abnormally dry, and over 97% that's in some stage of drought. In Texas, basically we stayed the same again. Nobody's in drought, and just a small fraction in basically the Big Bend area in West Texas that's abnormally dry, total of less than 2% of the state. But I added another link. It's not just the United States having problem. In Bolivia, their second largest lake, which was twice the size of Los Angeles, is pretty much a desert now. There's very little of it left. It's been going through cycles of drying up and reforming, but they're not so sure it's going to refill this time. And pictures of the fishing boats that are now just sitting out in the middle of the desert. And it's not like this is anything new. If you've followed archaeology in Egypt, they've found boats out in the middle of the desert there too. So I guess we get to blame the car for that and cows passing gas as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the cows passing gas... Now, I take offense at that. I really do. And I'll tell you why. If we didn't have cows munching in these fields, and if we didn't have goats, these fields would turn into forests. There wouldn't be any fields. The cows do a wonderful job of mowing down the grass and fertilizing the grass. I mean, they do an excellent job. So, for those in Washington who want to do away with cows, okay. All right, you're not going to get any steak. You know, you're just not going to get any. And by the way, I got to tell you, if I got a call from the White House and they said, listen, we heard that you raise really fine beef and you don't inject chemicals into your beef and you don't put chemicals on your soil. And so we want to keep all of those at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue healthy, and we'd like to buy your beef. My response would be, it's not for sale to them. I wouldn't sell it to them. There's no price I would sell it to them. If they offered $1 million a pound, I still wouldn't sell it to them on principle. What do you think about that, John?
Of course, we've got the executive order where the federal government can seize basically everything.
Oh. Yeah. I guess they could. I guess they could come and tell me, okay, we're not going to pay for it. We're just going to take it. Well, that'd be a terrible day. It'd be a really terrible day for everybody. I'm looking at these pictures of a fisherman who once earned a living from this shallow body of water. It's horrible, absolutely horrible. We're talking about Bolivia. If you get a chance, just go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and click on the news tab, and you'll see Bolivia. Oh, man. It's horrible, absolutely horrible. The lake is gone. Okay. And it's happening in California, too.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Let's move on down to the employment section. I was actually expecting to see this before Christmas from talking with somebody that's actually in HR in one of the companies. Fluminense has now laid off 10,000 employees. you know, because the energy sector is doing so well, anybody that says otherwise is peddling fiction. What I saw here that was something is the quote, for many of our customers, available cash and annual budgets were exhausted well before the halfway point for the fourth quarter. That's just stunning. And of course, it's not just oil and gas that's having problems. We're seeing it in other industries as well. And I'm going down the next one, I'm expecting to see some in the tech industry, because now IBM has altered their severance terms. Where you used to get 6 months pay, it's now going to be 1 month. So it's going to be a whole lot cheaper for IBM to lay off people.
John, we come back. Would you share the price of a gallon of gasoline fully loaded with all the taxes, retail price of gasoline in your neck of the woods, and I'll share the price of gasoline in Missouri.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. You know, John, I used to frequent a gas station, one of those convenience store type operations, about 10, 12 miles from our farm, if I was heading towards Springfield. And I no longer patronize that operation because I needed air. I ran over a nail in the road, and I needed some air to get me back to the farm. And they have a machine that you put quarters in. And it took a dollar's worth of quarters to fill the tire halfway, and it took another dollar's worth of quarters to almost fill it, you know, where it was at the right inflation pressure to drive down the road. And I was outraged that, you know, people who are in a jam have to pay for air, because gas stations used to offer air for free. Well, now it's a profit center. And so it costs $2 to almost fill the tire, one tire, with air. And I went into that particular shop and that store, and I, you know, later when they were open, they were closed at this point, when I needed the air. And I said, do you know that you charge for air? And the gal behind the counter said, yeah. And I said, well, do you know that you can't get enough air for a dollar to fill up a tire? She said, yeah. I said, you know, it takes about $2 and almost fill up a tire. She said, yeah. I said, well, I'm never coming back then. If you know that, I'm never coming back. And I haven't been back since. That particular gas station is, you know, higher price than all the other gas stations by at least 10 cents per gallon. A couple days ago, I was traveling and I saw their sign, $1.49 for regular at that overpriced gas station in the middle of nowhere. And gasoline can be had for $1.43.9. here in Missouri. What's it like out your way in Texas?
Well, we've actually got a wider range than usual for the moment. closer by us. It's in the 150s to 160s, but on the way to church yesterday, we saw it for as low as 142.
142. Okay. There you go. $1.42 in Texas. $1.43 can be had for the inexpensive, well, the cheap stuff, if you want to call it that. Regular in Missouri, unleaded regular. Okay, where are we going next?
Well, let's go ahead and hit Fukushima. I didn't get to the history stuff. I still got tons left on that. But in the radiation this week, the loser this week at the top of the list, Miami, Florida, 1,556 counts per minute, which is 311 times normal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And, now, John, Florida seems to get hit pretty hard most of the time, doesn't it? At least that's what I've been seeing.
Well, it's really all across the country. The top four this week, you know, Colorado, Kansas, Arkansas, after Florida there. North Carolina, Texas, and Washington are after that. It's really pretty much all across the country. And one of the things in this week's article, it talked about snowflakes and radiation. And it's saying that when snow falls, the snow grabs about 95% of the radiation in the air at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's good news and bad news. Takes the radiation out of the air, but you pretty much would probably want to stay away from the snow and definitely don't eat it. Make your snow ice cream like you used to do. And just wait for it to melt.
John, did you see some of these articles where people were in their bathing suits diving into the snow? Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
I showed that to my mom. And my mom's in her 90s, and she looked at that, and she saw these images of people with their bathing suits, like the equivalent of diving into a pool, but they're diving into a pile of snow. Freezing cold. We have lost our minds. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense to do that. Well, we're going to be back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, do we have a quick highlight for next hour?
Well, after Fukushima, we'll be going to financial and bigger picture. Very interesting.
If you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food, do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.